Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
I took a drive today, I saw an old willow tree. I thought about a bedroom window, I thought about you and me. You talk about it in the summer, I'm still living it now. Burning in the heat of midnight, well, I'll never forget.
Show Phil Vassar.
It's good to be here. It's good to see you again here in your neck of the woods.
That's right. Last time was at your house.
That's right. Sure was. It's good to see you. And thanks for bringing that over too. I really appreciate that.
No, that was great. The what we were talking about was the British Country Music Award,
which was. I know it's pretty. What an honor, man. I didn't expect it at all. Absolutely not. But I tell you, I love coming over and I love building fans here and a base here. It's really. It's really, really wonderful. I appreciate you guys helping me out too on that, Lee. I really do.
No problems. I mean, you got a great house as well. That was wonderful. I like the elevator.
Well, you need one, and anyway, especially I just had knee surgery, so I'm glad I had it. But you know, it's an old home, and not old compared to what's over here, you know, but 100 years old in our in Tennessee and Nashville is old. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, in England, we have toilets as old as America.
And that's the truth. I know. That's what I said. I said, man, they have pubs here that are 1,000 years old. I mean, I love that. I love it. And I think I've been in a lot of them.
We went downstairs and you got your wine room. Mm-hmm. Are you still doing that TV show?
Yeah, actually, we're just about to. It's about to come out on PBS in America, so we're excited about that. Launching that in May, and we're going to be doing stuff all over the world. I mean, we've had some really, really cool things happen with that, and so we're going to be teaming up with a lot of folks like Francis Ford Coppola and some of those folks, and it's really amazing. It's kind of what's happened with that. That's sort of taken on a life of its own, and we're getting ready to start shooting another season of that in the next 3 months.
Daryl's House, I mean, yeah. that became very, very popular as well.
I love that. You know, we were supposed to do Daryl's House, when we were in New York and didn't do it. But, you know, it's really cool how that's kind of, especially with the wine, and I love wine, and of course beer, you know, and good bourbons, and I love, you know, just, I'm not a big, huge, you know, drinker, but I really like to taste the really nice stuff, and I've really gotten educated with it over the years, especially in Sonoma and Napa and the States, and even over here, you know, Bordeaux and all this amazing wineries right here, you know, and so I've really enjoyed doing that, and tying the music into it's really been great, you know, having that and having interesting, you know, Mike Tyson and people like that do the show. It's really been interesting to have, you know, not just, you know, singers and songwriters, but comedians and athletes and such. So it's really been fun.
Yeah, so new album?
Yeah, we just put a new record out called Look Back Forward. It's the first time I've just done a release in the UK. And we just did that just because... you know, Look Back Forward was kind of, you know, everybody talks about what I've done and all the hits I've had and all this stuff, but now it's like I'm ready to kind of turn back around and go forward, and I think that's where Look Back Forward came from, but we did re-record a couple of songs and put some new songs that aren't available in the States on it too.
Good, so that's been released now?
It just came out this past week. So yeah, so I mean, it's exciting, it's sort of interesting to be independent and do this thing, you know, together, you know, with my friends now, and I'm just enjoying doing what I'm doing. I'm having more fun playing music than I've ever had in my whole life. I think I'm enjoying it more. And I don't have the pressure that a lot of the artists I see that do, and I think I got in under the wire on that, you know, thank goodness. So, but I'm really, I'm blessed to be doing it, Lee. I love it.
But with all the hits you've had in the past, and also songs you've written for other people, obviously put you in good standing while you're on a major label. Yeah. Of course, now you've got your fan base. Mm-hmm. You can do your own thing, yeah. And you haven't got to try and find a fan base.
Well, it's interesting. You're right, I think. But, you know, it's like I always, you know, went to business school, and they always talked about, you know, preserve the core and stimulate more. So you're always trying to get more fans, and you're always trying to build your audience, you know. And that's why we've been coming here as much as we can, and I love it. I think I love the fans here because they're just attentive and they're knowledgeable about your music, and that's what I really love about it, I think.
Yeah, social media helped you a lot.
I think it has. I think it's something we, you know, I was late to the party on that. A lot of my buddies were doing it because I don't like to do everything, and, you know, I don't, you know, tweet every meal I'm eating and stuff like that. It just gets old. I don't understand why artists do that. I really don't. And there used to be a real mystique, you know, about artists, and, you know, that you didn't really know who they were or what they were till you heard their music. But I think it's I've come along a long way when it comes to that. And, you know, people, my fans love to see me here. They love, you know, going to London through me. So I think that's kind of fun.
Good. So what's some of the titles on this new record?
Well, Fall Crazy is one of the songs. And, of course, I have My Chevrolet. And I have Amazing Grace, which is a song we did a re-record on just for this record. And Pretty May. I you put me on the spot. I can't remember all the songs. So I'm trying to remember 11 songs. But, I mean, you know, I Wish You Were Beer is one of the songs, I think, and which was really, really fun. I wrote with John Rich. And I think Kitty Chesney and I put a song called Island Boy, which is a song we wrote together. And, you know, but there's several things on it that are just on this record here and not on the record in the States. So that's kind of neat. Hey everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
She was shaking that ponytail, raising all kinds of hell, hanging with the bachelorette. Now we're standing by the DJ, asking, would you please play a slow song into your set? I knew that was my chance. I said, baby, would you like to dance? She said, I wish you were beer. I wish I could drink you up and toss you away. You wanna be my bud, but I ain't looking for love.
wish I could drink you up and toss you away. You wanna be my bud, but I ain't looking for love, just need a good chase. She said I'd take you alive, then I'd make you drive, slam you down and wreck this place. Just make it rag and mountain clear, it's all I'm needing in here. Man, I wish you were fair. Yes, make it rag and mountain clear, all I'm needing in here. I wish you were beer. Yeah, I wish you were beer. Oh, I wish you were beer. Yeah.
So how long are you over for?
I'm here for 2 weeks this time, which is exciting, and we're going, you know, we're here starting now and doing some stuff, other stuff, bass stuff, and all the way up to Glasgow and then flying home. So it's been a busy year already, and in the States we've been doing a lot of shows, and looks like it's going to be another one, so that's really good.
Well, that's great that, you know, somebody that had all the hits back in your time and can still really work well in America. It amazes me how that happens. You don't need a major anymore. You just get on and do it.
Well, you don't. And I think for us, it was always about the live show and our live concerts. You know, for me, it was always really important to put on a great show, and that way people still come. I'm just like, you know, my favorite artists, they don't really put records out that much anymore. Paul McCartney doesn't have to, or Bruce Springsteen, or Tom Petty, or none of those guys really, you know, Jackson Browne. I mean, they still have great songs, but they still create great music. You know, that's the thing. You know, I didn't just stop making music when they stopped playing me on the radio in certain places, you know. So I think I'm writing better songs than I ever have.
I thought I might have seen you on that new Restoration album, the tribute to Elton and Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, nobody asked me, you know. It was kind of funny. You know, Bernie actually and I were supposed to write a song together, which was really interesting. And of course, I met Elton years ago when Dee Murray died. But I love it. And Nigel's played drums with me before, and I've met him. And I love, of course, Elton John and Billy Joel are the reason I do what I do. So, I mean, they're, of course... You just heard me playing around. I can play any Elton John song there is, probably. I love him so much.
Well, we got you in the studio today to do a TV interview as well as some playing some live music. So we'll be featuring some of that into this interview once we get that recorded. The sound man's just tying up the piano at the moment. A nice electric piano.
Make me sound good out there, Lee. Maybe got your work cut out for you today.
You're already good. You told me a story once before that you've got pianos all around the world.
I do. I have one here now. You know, I actually had one here. What's it called, John Henry or somewhere? They lost my piano. I told you that I had a grand piano here, and it's gone. Or it was an upright piano, but we never could find it. They never found it again. So hopefully this one will be. I'm having someone else keep it. but I never. I do have them everywhere because it's hard to fly and, you know, with a piano. It's easy to fly with a guitar, but especially all over America. You know, it's so big and so vast. You know, I have them all over. You know, Seattle or L.A. I have one in Phoenix. I have one in Denver. I have one in New York City. And so I have them sort of in storage. So wherever I go, I make sure I can have my own piano.
So because obviously you don't want to play an electric piano as right. such. So you
want... Well, it's just not that even so much as something you're comfortable with. I mean, I've had situations, even when I played with John Williams and the Boston Pops, they had a Yamaha piano that they delivered that had this MIDI thing on it. I had absolutely no idea what was going on, and it just kind of crapped out in the middle of the concert. And I was like, I mean, here I'm playing with the biggest orchestra, one of the biggest orchestras in the world, and all of a sudden this happens, you know. So I just try to make sure that never happens again.
So they'll be delivering that to the gig for tonight, will they?
I have my piano here, so which will be nice, and so it's cool to have that, and that way I can just fly over and feel comfortable about playing and not have to worry about that.
Right. So they take the piano to all the gigs that you're here, and then goes back into storage.
That's right. That's the way to do it. Not a bad idea, right? At least I don't have to carry it around. I got some friends doing that for me this time. Thank goodness.
So what's lined up for you back in the States? Another tour?
Well, you know, we're right in the middle of it. We kicked it back off. We were doing four shows a week for the last several months. So we just had, you know, we just had like 30 shows right in a row. And then we came here, and then we go back home, and I'm off this weekend, and then we start back up in Florida next weekend, or the weekend after we get back. And then, I mean, we're blistered through the year, and, you know, another Christmas tour coming, you know. So it's, we're already booked into, you know, 2019.
That's great, because your stage show is not you're known as a country artist, but you're far above that.
Right.
So you're obviously getting into a bit of rock and roll, bit of R&B and everything else.
Absolutely. I mean, I think I grew up in that. I mean, that's what I grew up with. I mean, like I was talking about, I was influenced. My dad listened to the Beatles and all kinds of Motown and all. So I'm definitely influenced by that, and Elton John, Billy Joel, Jackson Browne, all these great singer songwriters, and I love, and when I saw those guys play live, it was never. If you sit down on the classical piano, no. I like to stand up and play and just beat the crap out of it like Jerry Lee Lewis. That was my style, more than sitting down, I can't play classical, Rachmaninoff or any of that stuff. I'm not that good.
Well, Phil, pick one of the songs from the new album, and we'll play it with that.
Good grief. I don't care. How about I'll Meet You There? How about that?
There you go. Phil, thanks so much.
Sorry, thanks, Lee. Hey, everybody, I'm Phil Vassar, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Up a storm, just tell him all your plans. Tomorrow's a question mark, it's out of our hands. One day you're broken down, baby, but the next you've got it made. Anything can happen in this random parade. So march on out, children, let's go left and go right. Take all our dreams with us, we're different as day and night. We're all on a highway to who knows where. Looking for heaven, maybe I'll meet you there. One man's richer, another man's poor. One needs a little too much more. And what's it all matter anyway? In the end it's all dust. Let's love while we can and lift each other up. So march on out, children, let's go left and go right. Take all our dreams with us, we're different as day and night. We're all on a highway to who heaven, baby, I'll meet you there. Trying to find heaven, baby, I'll meet you there. I need you, and you need me. Yeah, it's simple, ain't it? Yeah, it's elementary. So march on now, children.